one property in a neighborhood goes nightly rental, door's open. It's much easier to agree to number two or number three after number one's in. So for that reason, I think it's exactly the wrong thing to let in. Do we want another Branson Creek in here on a regular basis where we've got a room full of people and somebody else wanting to put a nightly rental in? As you know, many people that come to Branson come to enjoy the lakes. They bring their boats. The roads in Friendly Hills, the majority of them, are all maintained by Friendly Hills. Do you have the slides that, do you have the presentation that we submitted? Please. So if you'll scroll down, we've got a couple of pictures down here. And there you go, that's a pretty good one there. So as you come down, you can see where the A is on the map. That's where Friendly Hills takes off of Lenhart Lane. Now, A, coming down to their driveway, is about 300 feet in length, and that's about a 25% grade. Now, somebody buys the house and they're living there. They know what that's what it is, and they know to deal with it. People coming towing a boat down there now have problems. And once you get to their driveway, there's nothing else to do. That you can't pull down in there. You never back your boat back out. Their driveway is a 20% grade. And these calculations I've done, that's over the average. So there are parts of it that are even more steep than that. So once you come down to their house, you can't pull in there with your boat. You're going to have to go all the way past, all the way down past Tim's place, down to the cul-de-sac of the core take, and then start back up. And at that point, you got no place to go either, because it's going to be a nightmare to try to pull in or out of there. There is a parking spot right where the C is there. The people that built the place knew that it was a problem, so they built a parking space on the road. So now we're going to tell everyone there coming to rent nightly they can't use that, right? Because you're not allowed to park in the road. This spot that's been made, do I understand correctly that on a nightly rental, when one of these goes nightly rental, they have to provide, all the parking has to be in their driveway, if I understand this correctly. So that's another one of our issues. At point B right there, right before you get to their driveway, that road is 14 feet wide. And if you'll scroll down a little bit, we've got a couple of vehicles parked there in the road. That's looking up the road from where they live. And the next one looks down. So you can see how narrow the road is there. And the house is even lower over on the left, so it dives off the road even at a pretty severe angle there as well. Back up, please, Scott, if you would, please back up to the aerial. The other issue with this, with the place is, the house is already built in the road right-of-way. The house itself sits in the road right-of-way. So if there's any widening or anything that's going to be done, somebody else is going to have to take the burden of that. The house was built incorrectly to begin with, and so there's no way to go that direction to get any more road. And the road, by the way, is a Friendly Hills road. We build it, we maintain it, and so now we're asking all the property owners of Friendly Hills to maintain this road, so that the Kirby's can make a living off of it. Doesn't seem right to me. So my request, I request of you guys that a bunch of us bought out there because the zoning's in place, because the covenants are in place. We bought with that protection. And now we have people coming in that says, I've changed my mind, I want to do something else with my property. Now we've got people coming in saying, hey, I bought it to do something else with, change it for us. I don't think we should penalize the people that planned and built there intentionally to have to deal with that. So thank you for your time.
Thank you. Mark?
Thank you, gentlemen, for the opportunity to speak. My name is Mark Riz. I live in the topmost house right there, kind of to the left, just to the left of the A. The house of the Kirby's is actually a full line of sight shot from my backyard during the summertime. My two kids and I, we spend an abundance of time. We have a pool in the backyard, so we're definitely taking advantage of any time we can back there. Robert pretty much summed it up. I mean, we don't feel that having people in there through the summer, you know, I know that's going to be the peak time, that we're going to have to, I mean, we're going to be experiencing the inflow, the outflow of people coming all the time. I've done weekly rental before in Colorado. We went skiing, you know, we stayed in a condo. It was me and another family with like 10 other people, you know, so I understand that the price is supposed to set the level of the renter, but $500 a night does not really sound like that much when you're coming with 12 people. And if you actually go ahead and figure out what a room cost is at that point, you get three families in that, no sweat. And it's going to be us, the actual residents, you know, that have been here for at least 10 years that are going to have to deal with what the runners are doing in that house. I understand the Kirby's live in Oklahoma, but it's going to be us that are sitting out there enjoying the neighborhood at the same time and listening to, I mean, what people do when they rent a home like this. They're letting loose, they're having a good time, and they know I'm out of there in 3 days. And even though the Kirby's have property management people to clean the place up, you know what? They're going to come tomorrow. You know, what about bottles, trash, stuff like that that gets thrown out there during the day? The Reesers live right across the street. I mean, that house is in full. You look out the windows, that you can see the Kirby's house, you know, plain as day. Like I said, I raised two kids in our house. Their ages are 8 and 10. I'm not looking forward to who's coming, you know, staying in that house. Hey, take your kids, just go play outside. They're going to see my kids outside having a good time out of the pool. There is no backyard in this place for any kids to play. They're going to come over to my yard. Hey, can we come swim with you guys too? I mean, I want to know my neighbors. I want to know who I'm dealing with. I'm not looking forward to who could be there. You know, Angie McCutch in her letter made the comment of sexual predators, stuff like that. You don't know your neighbors. I have no idea who's going to be in there hanging out with us for the short time being. The road, you know, Robert, on that last slide, you know, we went and measured the road. It is narrow. That road also during the winter time, the Reesers can you know, back me up on this. There are times when it snows. I don't know how the Reesers make it down to their house. My wife and I are always like giving each other high fives, saying, I'm sure glad we don't have to go down that road to get to the house. I live up at the top, and last year, just because the snow and the ice came so fast, I slid all the way from my driveway at the top there all the way down to the Majestic, and there was just no stopping. Thank God there was another home down there that had a driveway where I could slide into his driveway. I might have nicked his mailbox by like an inch on my mirror. We all know how the ice in the winter here can just creep up on us. I don't think letting 12 people stay in a home, and not that it's going to be, you know, probable, but to take that risk of 12 people coming down that road in the winter is a total nightmare. I think pretty much everybody else already kind of wrapped it up. But, oh, the other thing is, like I said, I'm a homeowner. I live there. I'm raising my family there. The Reesers live there. The McCutches are right up at the top by the A there to the right. The picture doesn't get their house. Yes, Tim Davis does own the lots below. He's been building down there for years, okay? He's down there moving rocks, doing landscaping. I think he did submit some plans to P&Z for his home. It's like a 7,000 square foot castle, okay? It's not realistic that Tim Davis is going to be building that home anytime soon. And anybody here that is in our subdivision that is actually for weekly rentals, they don't live in our neighborhood. I know CJ's here. He lives to the left of me, or he owns the house to the left of me. He has long-term renters in there. He doesn't even live in there either. I mean, I know he's going to come up here and tell you that it's probably good for his real estate value if he wants to sell the house. That's a flip of a coin and to be determined. But nobody that lives on an adjoining property in Friendly Hills right now is at all for this and takes it all as a threat to the peace and the compatibility of the neighborhood. So, thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Well, CJ Permy, you've been very patient back there.
I guess our wish list is kind of small compared to what you guys have been dealing with, right?
But CJ Permy, I do have the house out on 271 Linhart. And I'm like these other people that have been up here. We moved out there. When I moved out there, the road was about this wide, and there was not 100 condos down the hill. But, you know, later on, you know, as we kind of got into that deal, yes, they got approved, and they built them. And I understand that progress. You just got to do it. I mean, the land was down there. Somebody was going to do it. And I guess somebody up here on this forum approved the 100 condos to be built down there. And they do a nightly rental down there with them. And then there's another subdivision as you come into that deal. I don't know what it's called over there. But I know they're building some houses in there right now that they're doing a nightly rental. And like I said, whenever I bought out there, the road was a little bitty narrow road that you couldn't hardly really meet anybody and pass them without paying attention, but it's like an interstate now, and which is all right. It's all right, but my point is about everything is all the people down the hill are doing nightly rental. Now, all the people up on top of the hill, which is very few of us, we don't get any benefit out of it, but we're still dealing with all of it. There's no benefit whatsoever. And as the gentleman up here said, yeah, I don't live out there right now, but I'm going to be moving out back out there in about 6 months as soon as the lease is up with the lady who's renting that, which I'm ready to move back out there. But I don't have a problem with the nightly rental. The people that are wanting to do the nightly rental, they probably will rent that house probably altogether 6 months a year. The rest of the time, it's going to be sitting empty. So if it's to do with the traffic, there's not going to be as much traffic to that particular house. But, my thing I'm going to bring up one more time about it is all the nightly rental that's down past us, the condos and the other subdivision over here on this side, they get all the benefit out of it, and we get none. So I just think it's not fair for myself, being one, to have to deal with the traffic from the nightly rental and all the condo owners and the other subdivision over there. We have to deal with it, but we get no benefit. I think we ought to have the benefit of it also, if we want it. Those who don't want to do it, they don't have to. But so I'm in favor of it. And thank you for your time.
Thank you, Mr. Permy. That closes the open segment. We'll discuss it for a few minutes. Need a motion to either approve or deny the appeal. Do we have a motion?
I'll make the motion to deny the request as it's presented to us.
Do we have a second to deny the request?
I'll second.
All in favor to deny? In fact, let's do a roll call.
Okay. You want to do that? Roll call?
Yep, I can. Tony Mullins?
Yes.
Ben Boone?
Deny.
Tom Gideon?
Deny.
Trent Edwards.
Deny.
Okay. The request is denied. Thank you. We have Todd Rammer. Is that next? We have two people signed up. Are you the representative?
Yes.
Okay.
First, I'd like to say
if we could just get the pull it up and just tell us a little bit about it.
Yeah, I just like saying, first thing is,
I'm a little behind.
Yeah, that's fine. I just say, from the moment this started, these people have been nothing but courteous and helpful, super nice people. I mean, I've kind of been sweating this from day one. So I'll kind of go over it. What I did is I put up a carport without a permit or nothing. I didn't know I needed a permit. So it was 99% done when the manager showed up and said, what is that? And I'm like, I'm just putting up a carport covering my trailer.
Well, have a seat and let's enjoy his presentation.
And that's so you'll see it. It's
okay.
Really all I'm doing is pleading with the mercy of the board to give me a couple feet one way or the other because I don't have any